Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault and very pleased to have with us in the studio Margot Hallam, who is, of course, the CEO of the Perth and Smiths Falls District Hospital Foundation. Always a pleasure to have Margot with us.
Nice Welcome. To see you, Bob. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here, that's for sure. We were both at a pretty impressive event that took place on Friday, and we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. That would be the official groundbreaking, the sod turning for the new MRI that is going in at the Smiths Falls site. But we wanted to talk about some other fundraisers that had taken place and that are taking place. And just really, when we do this, Margot, it's a celebration of the community.
Oh my gosh, that's all we're here for. We're here to say thank you. The community steps up all the time. We've had a great spring, and that's exactly it. We celebrate every little moment that we can that's happening these days. So yeah, it's been a great spring.
Let's start with the Smile Cookie campaign.
So the Smile Cookie campaign's been around a long time, but we've been very fortunate to partner with Tanya Russ and Patricia at the three Smiths Falls locations. And this year, yes, the cookies went up to $1.50 a cookie. However, over that week of May 1st to May 7th, 8th, whichever that span was, the donations that came in, and we raised a total of close to $33,000 from that Smile campaign in that week. So A, that's a lot of cookies, and B, we can't do these sort of fundraisers without the support of our community. So over the past 2 years with the Smile Cookie campaign, it's been close to $60,000 with that, and all those funds are going towards our MRI.
Which is fantastic, and you folks actually get really involved in this. I saw pictures of people decorating the cookies.
Yeah, that we did so much better this year. Our board of directors have really stepped up to that, decorating those cookies and getting out there. So, I mean, yeah, it's good. It's nice to be part of it, and it's nice to help them out any way we can.
I bought one last year. It looked like he was kind of forcing a smile.
Well, I'm going to put that off to our vice chair, George McLennan, on that one. George has improved a lot, let's just say that. So, yeah, it's been great.
Fantastic. Now, I took my grandson and went with my parents down to the Community Family Fun Day at the Settlers Ridge Center back on May 27th. Great turnout.
Wasn't that crazy?
Oh, it was awesome.
It was. To see the smiles on all the kids, see the smiles on the parents, actually, even, for all of the activities that we did have there. It was great. The Samir Group of Companies offered up $10,000 for a match donation for that day, and all of the other sponsors that came in really supported. We had a lot more activities than we thought we were going to have because of that support, so we were thrilled. So from that was a $35,000 gift from our community again, that went towards the MRI campaign that we're working so hard on right now. So it was great. I know Chris and his group were saying that they are interested in doing it again next year, so I think we'll be bringing it back. We're going to tweak it a little bit, but I think, you know, always holding out for the weather, and that turned out really well. And yeah, it was fun.
It was almost like a little fair.
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, it was really good. My grandson got introduced to pockin candy, as he calls it, which is cotton candy, of course.
Yes, that's a really, I know we've had a couple of our volunteers that have already said they want to work the popcorn.
Oh, well, there you go.
Just because it's really sticky. But I mean, yeah, it really went over really well. And it gave us the opportunity to meet some more of the community, as well as, you know, really highlight the businesses that we have within our community that support us.
I have to say, one thing that you're doing, and one thing that the Smiths Falls-based foundation members, you know, people who are involved in it, really taking interest and getting to know the community that you're now serving, because there was a merger done a couple of years back between the two foundations. And what you really see is you see the same people. It doesn't matter which community is, Perth, Smiths Falls, everybody's out making that effort. I think that's great.
Absolutely. And that was part of it, right? Like, we really want to make sure that we have the one foundation, one hospital. Everyone is interacting with everybody within our community, whether we're in Perth or whether Charlotte, whatever area that we're in. We really want to make sure that we have our board is, you know, active, our community is active, and we try to integrate them as best we can.
Excellent. Well, and this is, those are only a couple of events. Of course, just in recent times. I mean, just, what was it, last Friday or the Friday before?
Last Friday,
the Perth and Smith Falls District Hospital Foundation's Care Close to Home charity golf tournament took place, and another big success.
It was a great day. I always hold out. We can't do anything about the weather, but we've had two wonderful days for all of the outdoor stuff that's happening. But this tournament really came together. There goes my brain.
Well, that'll happen. Right? It really came together. You saw.
It really came together. We had great sponsors. We had great supporters. We had great golfers out there. And this tournament, you know, astonishingly, we raised $83,000. So it speaks a lot. And that $83,000 goes towards to purchase two blanket warmers, two rapid infuser warmers, and two supply carts for our emergency rooms.
Wow.
So we have to always remember, we're not just fundraising for our MRI. We are raising for equipment that is needed for our healthcare professionals within our hospitals, because, you know, we say this numerous times, and the government doesn't pay for that kind of funding. So it was wonderful. It was really wonderful. So we've had, like I said, we had great golfers out. We have new golfers out. We had new sponsors out. And we had great volunteers. So, I mean, it was wonderful.
Excellent. And, you know, you talk about raising funds for other things. The 50-50 does a lot of that too, right?
Right. The 50-50 really contributes to the day-to-day activities within our equipment that we need. And what we've been trying to do for the 2023-24 year is we're highlighting specific pieces of equipment each month. So once we've reached that goal, we'll move on to another piece of equipment that has been shown it's a priority need for the hospital. So this, for June's draw, it is, the deadline for that is this
Thursday, June 29th.
Right, at midnight. And I believe we're sitting at, when I left the office this morning, it was at $8,300.
Wow.
So if we can get that over 10 grand here in the next week, someone's going home with $10,000. And we have to remember that that's also $10,000 that's coming to our hospital. Mm-hmm. So since we started this 50-50, we've raised just shy of, I think just over $160,000, shy of $161,000. But so $160,000 is a lot of money back into our community.
Oh, well, absolutely. And it's money that you just didn't have before.
Exactly.
Right? And this is... I don't want to say it's an easy venture, but it's something that once you get into the routine of how to operate it, then it can be done quite.
Yeah, it's a really well-oiled machine at this point right now with our ladies within the office. And it is. It's, you know, you don't think your $20 donation can go far, but it goes a long, long way.
Before we get to the groundbreaking that took place this past Friday, we do want people to sort of save a date. Coming up, the Black Tie Bingo Gala is back?
It's back. November 18th, 2023. It will be at Codes Mill again here in Perth, and it is back. So we had all set to go just when COVID hit. We postponed it thinking it would be a month long COVID journey.
It was longer.
It was a little bit longer than we thought. So we canceled it. And now we're coming back again. So just mark the date if you're interested and you've got, you know, what's happening. There will be more details coming out, but we always welcome calls back at the hospital. And if you want to sponsor or if you want to come in, we're happy. We'll be working on that over the summer.
Okay. And it's always very popular too.
It has been. Yeah. And yeah. I think it will be too. I think we all kind of want to get dressed up again and see people we may not have seen for a while. So we're excited.
Absolutely. Now, back to Friday. I had the honor of being in attendance at the groundbreaking, the sod turning, for the new MRI machine. As we've been saying in the news, construction is underway.
It is. Like you said, as you've seen, if you drive down Cornelia Street, you're going to see the barricades up and the workers working, and they're working really, really hard inside and outside. So it was nice to get to this point to actually show the community that it's happening, and it's almost real. Like, it is real. Yeah. It's here.
It absolutely is, and people will drive by and say, oh, I wonder what that is. And when they hear it's an MRI machine, you know, it's just amazing. I'll be talking to Al Roberts tomorrow, and they're putting in a CAT scan machine there. Yep. We've got this incredible new ER department going into Carlton Place, right? You know, here in Perth, I mean, the chemo unit's now up and running, and then you look down in Smiths Falls, and we're going to have an MRI machine there. Things are covered.
They are covered.
Area.
And the thing is, too, we don't want to lose the fact that we do have a CAT scan unit here in Smiths Falls, pardon me. So, I mean, it's almost like you don't want to say one-stop shopping because that, but I mean, it's still, you know, what, an hour with everything that we need within our community, so.
And all the different surgeries and so on that are now performed, you know, within those four hospitals or whatever. I mean, it is amazing. And both Michael Cohen and, John Jordan and Steve Clark, they all spoke to that about serving the region and how important it is to realize that this, is going to help the people of Perth and Smiths Falls first and foremost, but other people around. And it's the gift of time because they don't need to travel.
Well, and that's just it, too. You know, I mean, you know our community well enough, too. Over the summer, you know, like from this time of year till Thanksgiving, our population almost doubles with all the cottagers that are coming in. And they're not, like, they're coming in from Toronto. They're coming in from Ottawa. Something could happen at the lake, you know, when you're here. So it's nice to know that we have our GWM site, you know, that's available for folks and the Perth site. So, I mean, or the Smith Falls site. So, I mean, it's very nice to know we've got a fabulous hospital in our community. And all that these new units and the new machines and equipment are going to do is enhance the care that we have here.
Absolutely.
So
It's great to speak to you about these types of things. It's also great to go and attend one of these things like the groundbreaking or the golf tournament because you get to see the community turnout and just how important it is for the community. We saw that on Friday.
Wasn't the turnout great?
It was fantastic.
Like, it's, you know, and again, not just from Smith Falls. You know what I mean? Like, it was really nice that we had a well-rounded out group of folks that were there to see. And there's more steps. So this is step one, and then we'll have the ribbon cutting, and then we'll, you know, we'll be able to work a little bit closer with some of our donors and with folks and see how it goes and kind of show them where things are going. So
And it was really a joyous occasion. You know, you could tell it by the way people were addressing the crowd. Michael Cohen, I thought, was fantastic in his remarks that he gave. Same with Christine Fair, board
chair.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry, Christine. You know, it was, and even the way that the MPPs spoke as well. This was a celebration. Also realizing that there's a lot of hard work that needs to be done, and bringing up the fact that you have to raise $6.1 million. There were a couple of important updates that day. One, a local group that really stepped up.
The Perth Knights of Columbus, I'm not sure if it's a chapter or branch number 3531, brought forward a check for $75,000.
Amazing.
Which, you know, it blows us away. Our service clubs are, you know, struggling at this time with, you know, folks getting a little bit older and new people coming on. We say thank you to all these service clubs. Everything that they do, anything that they can do, we're very, very grateful for. It was wonderful. So we had that, and I'm going to jump right into right now that we're pretty much with this donation. We're at 25% of our goal, sitting at $1,500,000, basically. So we've got the 1.5 started. So for those that are driving by looking what's happening with our thermometers on our lawns and stuff, those will be updated this week. So it's been, you know, we're silently working away and knocking things down, and it's coming. You know, we'll be successful.
And there was a significant anonymous donation that was announced that morning as well.
It was. We had $1 million donation.
$1 million.
Yeah. So when you think of all of these smaller pieces that have brought us to this 1.5, that million was huge, but baby steps, right? Like brick by brick, and we're gonna get there, because when you look at a $6.1 million price tag, it's really hard to think your gift is going to make a difference. But when you put them into little pools, or if you wanted to do it over 3 years, or however we can work with whoever doing it. And Christine had a great point on Friday that, you know, we're looking at approximately 60,000 folks in our catchment area. And if everybody could donate $100, it's paid for.
Yeah.
So when you break it, even if you break it over, I think she went one step further and broke it over the 3 years. So $33 a year. Over 3 years.
Seems feasible,
right? Yeah. So, and it's our hospital. It's something that we're not, you know, we're always going to have here. So it's, you know, kind of, you know, like you said, like with cotton candy, you eat it and it disappears. Well, this is going to be here for us. It's something the whole community can be very proud of.
Margo, if anybody would like to get in on this and donate, there are some very easy ways that they can do that.
Absolutely. If you can go right directly to our website, which is psfdhfoundation.com. Our MRI website is careclosetohome.ca. They're both linked, so I mean, feel free to go ahead and do it. If you are uncomfortable on, you know, the computer and you don't want to do it that way, give our office a call. Any one of us are happy to help you with a donation, and that number is 343-881-4483. And you know, just extension 224, it will prompt you through it to get whoever you wish to do, but all of us are able to help you on that.
Margo, thank you for all that you and your team, I know it's such a huge team effort, but thank you to all of you for what you do for our communities. I've used the hospital, my family's used the hospital, I've taken my grandson to the hospital, and I mean, without what you folks are doing and the community response, It'd be a much more difficult trip to make.
Absolutely. You know what? And thank you, Bob. Like, I mean, we love what we're doing right now, and I think we do it because we're really proud of our community, and we've all used our community or used our hospital. So, I mean, it's something that we want to just keep growing and make sure that, you know, we're here and we want to keep our care close to home.
Absolutely. We'll leave it at that. Margo Hallam, thank you so much for being here. As always, it's always a pleasure to have you in.
Thanks, Bob. Nice to see you.
Our guest today on In Focus, the CEO of the Perth and Smiths Falls District Hospital Foundation, Margo Hallam. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you later.